Time now for another edition of Dish Omaha featuring KVNO's resident foodie, Diane Watson. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, Jeff. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. Just a week away.
Can you believe it? This time of year, people's sweet tooths tend to be in high gear. Are you among them?
Yes.
Well, we're going to talk about desserts, holiday bakery treats available to you in the Omaha area. You know, desserts in the holiday season are really heavily traced to whatever culture brought them forward. Did you know the first holiday treat we can really look at historically was the fruitcake? Are you a fan?
It depends.
Yeah.
Depends.
Same. You can trace fruitcakes back to ancient Rome.
Really?
Others would include gingerbread that can be attributed to Greece and China. In fact, Queen Elizabeth I created the first gingerbread man for her court.
Wow.
And then Hansel and Gretel popularized the gingerbread house, which makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Mincemeat pies are historical. Christmas pudding. Jeff, do you know what kind of pudding Christmas pudding is?
It's a fruit of some kind.
Yes, you're right there. Plum.
Plum, okay.
Plum. You were right there. Very good. And then cookies for Santa go all the way back to Norse mythology. And in the 1930s, they were brought back during the Great Depression to teach kids generosity.
Wow.
The most popular American Christmas dessert, you probably could guess.
Cookie.
Yes, you're exactly right. The average American eats 26 cookies over the holiday season. That seems low to me.
When, yeah, it does. And like, how do you define the holiday season?
It makes your number look better.
Yeah.
So I looked at a few places doing some extraordinary desserts that I wanted to share with everybody. Reese Bakery at 119th and Pacific. Jeff, you know these folks.
They're just lovely. Yeah, they're fairly new to the Omaha market, and they do a wonderful job.
Well, they're all about ingredients. They feel the better the ingredients, the better the product. So they actually bring in their flour from France because it's just better for baking in their view.
Mm-hmm.
They do some gorgeous croissants, tarts. They're doing a cranberry walnut bread this weekend on special for Christmas. And then after the holiday, next weekend after that, they'll have German pretzel rolls.
Oh, nice.
I'm going to go back for some of those.
Yeah.
I bought, when I was there this week, by the way, this was a super fun assignment. I bought some chocolate salamis, and you can buy them individually or in a roll. And it looks like a roll of salami, but it's a chocolate cookie.
Huh.
Tastes like a rich cocoa, and it's got little crunches of biscuit in it. It's a Portuguese tradition.
How do I not know this?
Well, I'm going to hook you up. One of the just places that's been around Omaha forever that does beautiful pastries is Pettit's.
Mm-hmm.
They're at 16th Street and 114th Street. And in fact, 16th Street this last August was named after Richard Pettit, who's a Korean War veteran, and this place has been around since 1954,
wow.
Fourth generation. They're doing coffee cakes you can order now, full or half, which I like, Kringles, which is a sweet Danish dough with an almond filling and almonds on top, or five plus kinds of holiday pies. And, of course, their donuts. They have beautiful, fun holiday-themed
year-round
donuts. Yeah, exactly. And then a place I visited just yesterday that a good friend of mine turned me on to is the Grand Patisserie at 144th and Center.
Yep.
It's owned by a husband and wife team. They've been open about 5 years. She just got back from training in France. She goes every 6 months,
wow,
just to stay up on what the latest in pastries are.
Mm-hmm.
They started catering in the beginning, but they opened their brick and mortar for the passion of it. They have half kind of French pastries and half of them are Mediterranean. And they specialize at the holidays in Mediterranean cookies, Christmas macarons. I know you love macarons. Mm. It's red on one side, green on the other.
Oh, lovely.
They're just delicious.
That's beautiful.
And the traditional bouche de Noël.
Bouche de Noël, yeah.
Do you know what that translates to? You speak French.
Yeah, well, and it's funny. It's one of those French words where it sounds like other things. So
right.
Bouche for
mouth
and
right.
Bouche for log.
Exactly. So it's a Yule log. If you haven't seen one, it looks like it's like a log cake. But you can trace it all the way back to medieval times. And pagans were competing with Christmas. They came up with their own cake. And then Christians adopted it to the Yule log. And then the French, of course, made it a dessert to replace an actual log.
Mm-hmm.
It's a showcase for both artistry and culinary excellence. You can get them in flavors at Grand Patisserie, like chocolate, hazelnut, pistachio. It's a spongy cake with meringue, a little light frosting, whipped cream, mousse. delicious. We, in fact, there's so many things about bakeries. We're going to do a broader bakery episode.
I do want to mention they seem to have a lot of gluten-free options too.
Exactly, which is such good news. There are lots of other places where you can get culturally themed delicacies. Some of the panderias for Mexican things like buñuelos and jelly donuts for Hanukkah. So many places around Omaha if you don't want to make your own. Jeff and Dish listeners, happy holidays. We're off till January 8th. And Jeff, what do you always ask me when I come in here?
I'm not going to even bother asking. Did you bring anything?
I brought you and the KVNO staff a bouche de Noël from Grandpa to
really?
Today. Yes, I did.
Oh, Diane.
Happy
okay.
holidays.
We can still be friends. Thanks, Diane. Happy holidays.
See you next year.
All righty.